Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, we're back, and we want to take a look at what we've been talking about for a long, long time and exposing Pfizer. Now, this is amazing, Joe, because Naomi Wolf has been around for a long time. And I mean, you know, we had her years ago on the air here. And so I just saw a picture of her in the, just recently. Now, I will say the camera does not come in very close, but I can't believe, because she looks a whole lot younger than what I know her to be, for sure. But,
Sir, you're treading where wise men, going where wise men fear to tread.
Yeah, I better leave it at that, huh? Because, all righty, so we're going to hear a clip about from Naomi Wolf. She's done her research on Pfizer's depopulation agenda. Now, we had another I can't remember her name, but she was a Jewish woman, too. Naomi is Jewish, but this other woman was a gynecologist. And remember, we had her on about 2 years ago, and she was talking about the horrible things that was already happening to her female patients, how they were bleeding and bleeding. Well, let's see what Naomi has to say. Go ahead and take it away there.
I mean, one thing people have been able to do for thousands of years is have sex and have babies, you know, without any intervention or help from anyone else. It's a tremendous way that the human race is self-reliant, that it can survive catastrophe. Well, the tech bros and probably China, and I'll get to that, want to take that away from us. This is clear in the Pfizer documents. So, again, I talked about a war on women. There's a section of the Pfizer documents in which Pfizer breaks down the adverse events and concludes that women sustain 72% of them. And of those, and these are Pfizer's words, 16% are quote-unquote reproductive disorders, compared to 0.49% for men. So they're very focused on reproduction, on female reproduction. And I was asked, it's my belief that they were trying to disrupt, especially female reproduction. And the question is, how do I know that? And the answer is from the structure of what they looked at. Again, I'm a literary critic, but that, like, this is a mystery novel in which the question is, how do we stop women from having healthy babies? That's the story of the Pfizer documents. So in the Pfizer documents, there's a chart. And again, Dr. Chandler found this and wrote about it. And as a woman, this is one of the most painful things to see. And I'm Jewish, and my grandmother, as I mentioned, lost 9 brothers and sisters to the Holocaust. So I don't say this lightly. But this chart is a Mengele type of chart. It's Mengele science. Why is it Mengele science? Because they break down 20 different horrible things that can happen to women's menstruation. In completely neutral clinical language, they describe them, and there are tens of thousands of women in each category. Bleeding every single day of your life. Having 2 periods a month. Having no periods ever, meaning no babies. There's now a group in France called Où est mon cycle? Where's my cycle? To agonizing cramps, hemorrhages, things I won't even describe to you. And they just note them calmly, one by one by one. And I'm looking at ruined lives, not to mention super strange things they brought about, like 10-year-old girls menstruating on first being injected, long postmenopausal women in their 80s and 90s bleeding again after being injected. Well, Pfizer, you know, wasn't enough just to watch women be ruined. Again, I keep saying this is a respiratory pathogen. Why are they so focused on sex? At one point, they mate vaccinated male rats and unvaccinated female rats. Then they kill them, and they dissect and look at the cells of their sexual organs. Okay? So they're very, very focused on mammalian sexuality. And you don't need to be a rocket scientist. You need 8th grade math to guess that if women are having horrible menstrual problems in 2021, they're going to be fertility problems in 2023, right? So now it's 2023. Igor Chudov compared databases in countries around the world. There are a million missing babies in Europe. They never got born. Double the number of miscarriages and spontaneous abortions in Scotland. 13 to 20% drop in live births around the world. Two or three times the number of spontaneous abortions and miscarriages in Tel Aviv as before, and so on around the world. And now we know why. Now we know the mechanism. So it is an attack, not just on humanity, it's an attack on our future. I'm really worried that I just found out after being censured by Ofcom, so this is the second Western government that's gone after me and my team. Ofcom is the UK media regulator that decided that I was guilty of harm by telling women about these dangers and men on a British news show called GB News. It's not just an attack on us. It's not just a mass murder, which is the language that Ofcom objected to, but it's an existential attack. And think about it chronologically. I'm very worried that a source in Britain said that they wanted to embargo this information for 20 years, because I'm like, what do they expect to have happened in 20 years? But I think we're going to see, I think this is the tip of the iceberg, you know, from understanding, we've got a report on turbo cancers, we've got a report on strokes, we've got a report on, you know, liver damage, kidney damage. I don't want to depress you, but all around you are people who are suffering from illnesses. None of their doctors are telling them that these illnesses are in the Pfizer documents as side effects, and that we now understand the mechanisms of them. And if you want to know what's happening to your loved ones, please read the reports on dailycloud.io. They're free, or order the book, please, on Amazon. It has all of it right there. But all around you, all around me, are people suffering and dying from side effects that are in these documents that they knew about.
There you go. Now, you know, and again, let me tell you, a lot of the medical doctors now are kind of hanging their head in shame. Some of them actually, you know, they justified just saying, well, you know, this was the information I got, even though, come on, a lot of them knew that that information was not true. So many have lost, I mean, they have just totally lost credibility, lost their patience. I've had so many patients tell me how they trusted their doctors, but they don't trust them anymore. Joe, remember three weeks before the first shot was given, before the first person, we told people, don't take it. It's not a vaccine. It's a bioweapon. And all of the test animals that they tested on died, all of them. We told, you know, Wendy Wilson did a lot of research. Of course, our staff did a lot of research. We all came up with the same thing. And we're trying to, we warn people. Did we not do the very best possible to warn people?
We did everything we could think of.
Because we've had
our power and our budget.
We've had some bad results. You know, she was talking about how they were targeting women. One of the other things that they're happening when they're taking these shots, some of them, like the ones that are taking the women that are taking the testosterone, some of them have just totally changed. I mean, their whole personalities. And I had a dear friend who told his wife, do not, whatever you do, do not take that, do not go and get that shot. And she should have known better. She was a nurse. But her daughter told her, if you don't get the vax, then you can't visit the grandchildren. I'm sorry, I can't let you around my children if you have not been vaxxed. She went and got the vax. Right. She had A complete total personality change. She turned on her husband viciously, turned on him. He couldn't understand at all what happened. And that's, there's a lot of those cases that are that way out
there.
That
was a lie that the left started putting out there on the left-wing women's forums. You know, when she was talking about this as a war against women, it is. But there's been, before that, there's been a war on boys. And now this war on women is using boys to get all these young boys to think that they're really little girls and to, you know, butcher their bodies, destroy themselves to try and fake, act like a fake woman. And that destroys not just women, but boys and men, and breaks up the family. Everything comes down to it is destroying everything that God said was good. They are trying to destroy and make it evil. And this is what people have to realize, that underneath all of this, it's a spiritual battle, the same old thing, the, what's the one hymn, that old hymn, and the battle goes on forever, twixt the darkness and the light. Can't remember the name of the hymn, but I remember that line. And it's a spiritual battle between good and evil, and what we're seeing is the result of people listening to men, not God. And God makes it plain, don't listen to the vain philosophies and deceits of men, but listen to him. And the world is listening to the vain philosophies and deceits of men, and are destroying mankind itself.
Well, there's a little good news out there, and that little bit of good news comes from Iowa. Passes the heartbeat bill, bans most abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. You know, we passed it in Ohio here a long time. And a satanic judge, went and put an injunction against it. And so far they have not been able to get that off. But, you know, again, we passed it in Ohio, and a satanic judge went and put an injunction on it. And so...
Yeah. Well, I've got several good news stories, but I do have one warning I want to put out there. If you look at the headlines, like the headlines on Drudge... Summer surprise, inflation finally eases, 3% lowest in years, end of Fed emergency. Boy. You know, let's go to economist Steve Moore and several people like him who know what they're talking about. If you look, inflation since Biden took office, it's up 16% since he took office. And what they do is they go back in a month, well, it's only 2% higher or lower than this month. But basically, we're still 16% above what inflation was when Trump, handed over power. Now, if you look at that, under Biden, the average family has lost $4,000 over the average family under Biden. But if you go back, the same economist, Steve Moore, said under Trump, the average family had gained over $6,000. So if you take a look, my math is still pretty good, even my head scrambled, that's 10,000 different. We went from being 6,000 to the good to 4,000 in the hole. That's a $10,000 difference. And Biden still has, what, 2 more years kind of to go?
He has about 500 days.
Another term, that's going to go way up.
Yeah, he's got about another 500 days to totally destroy this country. And I mean to totally.
He's working his best on it, isn't he?
Right.
Anyway, the whole point of the story was you got to quit listening to the liberals, to the media, the lies. You know, oh, the inflation's getting down there under control. No, it's not. It's getting down, you know, relative to what the changes have been made, but we're still talking food, energy, some of the things that they don't even include when they do their inflation are still way high. Energy cost is high. It's going to go higher, especially this winter. They've shut down a bunch of power plants, and electricity will go up when it gets cold. It always does. And, you know, we've been talking about the food shortage around the world. Food prices are going to go up whenever the price of your basic wheat, notes, and things like that go up, everything else goes up. It's all based on wheat, oats, and the grains. And so we know it's going to get harder, not easier. And what's Biden doing? Trying to spend more money and pump more money into the economy to buy votes. And that only makes inflation worse and makes the Fed have to counter it by raising rates again, more interest rates, which makes it harder to buy cars and houses and everything else. So we got to wake up out there, folks.
Okay, very good. You know what? So you don't think that the Democrats want to hear the truth? Well, you're not the only one. Ted Cruz has a lot to say about this. So why don't we listen to what Ted has to say? Go ahead, and Kyle, and bring her on.
Joins us now with more. We have the House investigation into whether the DOJ has been weaponized. I don't believe we have equal justice or equal application of our laws at this point in our country's history. Senator, tell us what has alarmed you, and why would you ever think that Merrick Garland would appoint a special counsel to investigate himself?
Well, Sean, you're absolutely right that there's a two-tiered system of justice. This Department of Justice, this FBI, is the most politicized Department of Justice and FBI we have ever seen. You mentioned the House. The House is doing a terrific job. I had lunch today with James Comer. He and Jim Jordan together are doing a fantastic job of trying to hold the Biden administration to account. The House is the only body of Congress doing its job because Senate Democrats don't want to know the truth. They're not interested. But here's where we are on the facts. We now have two credible whistleblowers, both IRS career employees, who've come forward at enormous risk to their own careers, to their own livelihoods, and they've reported on corruption within the Department of Justice, specifically that Merrick Garland and his political appointees repeatedly interfered in the investigation of Hunter Biden, and especially that what they did is they protected the White House, they protected the big guy, they said no questions about the big guy, you're not allowed to investigate the big guy. Not only that, they alleged that the Department of Justice tipped off Hunter Biden's lawyers before they executed a search warrant, before they tried to question Hunter Biden repeatedly. They allege the senior officials at the Department of Justice obstructed this investigation. Now, we don't know if these whistleblowers are telling the truth, but if they are, if they're telling the truth, their testimony is flatly contradictory with what Merrick Garland has said under oath. I questioned Merrick Garland in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and he told the Judiciary Committee under oath that the U.S. attorney investigating Hunter Biden had complete authority to investigate and that there was zero political interference. His statement is directly contrary to what the whistleblower said. The House needs to have a hearing. They need to have both whistleblowers under oath. They need to have David Weiss, the U.S. attorney, under oath, and they need to have Merrick Garland, the attorney general, under oath. Somebody's lying, and if Garland's lying, he committed lying under oath to Congress, which is a felony, and he committed obstruction of justice, which is a felony. He obviously can't investigate himself, so Merrick Garland should be recused from the entire matter, and the Department of Justice should appoint a special counsel to determine whether or not the Attorney General of the United States has committed multiple felonies.
With the honor and integrity to do it, and I'd like to get to the bottom of the 1023 form, but we're talking also about six whistleblowers, and my understanding is that tomorrow, John Solomon, investigative reporter, editor-in-chief at JustTheNews.com, he will be on this show. He has a document. In that document, it'll show the recommendation to, in fact, indict Hunter Biden on tax charges, felony charges, dealing with the years that have now passed the statute of limitations. If that ends up being true, would that mean that Mr. Weiss didn't do his job?
Well, it would, and what the IRS whistleblowers also alleged is that Mr. Weiss tried to get the U.S. attorney in the Central District of California and the U.S. attorney in the District of Columbia to bring charges against Hunter Biden for the most serious tax offenses. The cases had to be brought in D.C. and California because that's where the crimes occurred. And what the IRS whistleblowers alleged is those U.S. attorneys refused to bring the case. And to be clear, one of those U.S. attorneys was a political donor to Joe Biden. Another of those U.S. attorneys was a political donor to Kamala Harris. And their allegations, again, are directly contrary to what Merrick Garland has said under oath. And this is something I've talked about at great length on my podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz. You look at these whistleblowers, both of them are career IRS employees. One, Gary Shapley, was a senior supervisory agent with a lot of experience. He has no reason that's evident on the record to lie. He doesn't appear to be a Republican. The other whistleblower, he's self-described as a gay Democrat with a man for a husband. There's no reason to think he's got an axe to grind with Joe Biden, and yet he's got the courage to call this out. We need a special counsel because the attorney general is not above the law, and neither is Joe Biden.
All righty. We are back. And, you know, we talked about this last week, Joe. Biden DOJ, Department of Jerks, indicts whistleblower Gal Luft. Remember we talked about this guy was on the lam. Yeah. He was hiding.
There's days after to be a law that protects whistleblowers, but I guess Biden administration just ignores the law.
Well, what they're trying to do, they're bringing charges so that they can arrest him and he can have an accident, okay? It'll probably be, you know, something like what happened to Epstein. And so if they can get a hold of him. So Biden DOJ indicts whistleblower Gal Luft days after he releases video detailing criminal allegations against Biden crime family. The Justice Department indicted Biden corruption whistleblower Gal Luft on Monday, just 1 week after he released a video detailing criminal allegations against the Biden crime family. Gal Luft, we had that video. The reason we didn't play it was because it went so slow, okay? He goes into detail. But Gal Luft, a dual U.S.-Israel citizen, was hit with an 8-count indictment. Love 57, okay, formerly resided in both Maryland and Israel and is now a fugitive. He's been charged with the following offenses, which carry the maximum prison terms listed below. The statutory maximum penalties are described by Congress and are provided here for the informational purposes only, as sentencing of the defendant would be determined by a judge. The U.S. Attorney's Office of the Southern District of New York announced, boy, you could really get a fair trial there, huh? Missing vital corruption whistleblower Dr. Gal Luft released a 14-minute video to the New York Post on Thursday detailing damaging allegations against Joe Biden and his family in a massive international bribery scheme filmed in an undisclosed location while on the run from the Biden regime and the so-called Department of Justice. And I'm looking at looking as they were filming this here. But anyhow, again, you know, I mean, and to have Christopher Wray sitting there and to have him tell you that they were not, you know, to sit there and lie, unbelievable. In fact, here's an article, Representative Troy Nails, destroy Chris Wray's over January 6th, catches him in lies on child pornography cases, and batters him on Ray Epps. And I can see, you know, he just sits there, Chris Wray, it's like, I know I'm going in there, and I'm going to go there, I'm going to do what I'm meant to do, I'm going to go there and lie. And yeah, it's just unbelievable. And, you know, I'll get away with it again. There has to come a time when he needs to come clean. Now, usually what happens is when this happens, when it looks like somehow, you know, if Trump gets into office, I think what these guys will do, they'll turn over on each other so quick you can, I mean, they would really turn over, try to cut deals, you know, so quick it would make your head spin, wouldn't it?
By the beginning, I think so. I'm hoping that's what it'll be. But I'm thinking there's going to be, if Trump can get reelected, there's going to be a lot of people bailing, retiring. If it looks like Trump might win, you're going to see a lot of things happen there in D.C. And people try and distance and get out of things before they're fired, caught.
Well, they'll want to start cutting deals. They're going to say, look, okay, I want immunity. I'll roll over on whoever. I'll tell on Hillary. I want immunity. And I think that's what you'll see. But we got to get Trump in office because they're going to do everything they can possibly do to stop him from getting into office. Because like Hillary said, if Trump gets reelected, we're all going to hang. Because she knows that Trump has the goods. And, you know, Trump's no dummy. He's been buying some of the best investigators that there are out there, and they're compiling all the evidence. They're getting ready, once he's back into office, to go after these people. And the dark side, the deep state, they know it. But here he goes on to say, FBI Director Chris Wray testified before the House Judiciary Committee today. I watched these hearings. And boy, I'm going to say, these congressmen went after him. And by the way, Jerry Nadler. God's word, the Bible says all liars. Jerry Nadler, God's word, the Bible says all liars will have their place in the lake of fire. Jerry Nadler, God's word, the Bible says all liars will have their place in the lake of fire. Jerry Nadler. You were out there.
Unrepentant sodomite, so he's making sure he's not going to go there.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of an angry God, and Jerry Nadler's going to find it out in spades, isn't he?
It sure is. Hey, I've got some good news. Up in Montana, they have broken ties with the National Library Group because the National Library Association
appointed... It's run by communists.
Yeah, well, they appointed a self-described Marxist lesbian as president. And the Montana folks said, our oath of office, resulting duty to the Constitution... Oh, I love that. Forbids association with an organization led by a Marxist. And it was a 5-1 vote. One person abstained, but still it was a good, solid vote. And if you go through this, Emily Drabinski was elected by the ALA back in April 2002. And she described the socialist role that libraries should play in the American class struggle with the maldistribution of wealth. And she's talking about it's a matter of sort of a stronger connection between libraries and our communities and the communities we serve and, quote, the shared struggles that we all have because we are all suffering from the maldistribution of wealth. And she goes on, just everything she says, you know, these Marxists. And so they're fighting back in Montana. They said, hey, you know, the American Library Association turned its back not only on Montana, but on our families, on parental rights, on American values, and actually turned on America itself.
Let's hope other states follow.
And fighting back.
Let's hope other states follow, Joe. Let's just hope.
Amen. That could be a prayer that other states will look at what Montana has done and say, hey, wait a minute, this sounds right. This is right. We don't want a Marxist leading our library association that decides what books our children in school... Well,
all right. We're going to take open the lines and take some calls. The phone lines are now open at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We'll be back right after this.
None are so hopelessly enslaved as those who falsely believe they are free. The truth has been kept from the depths of their minds by masters who rule them with lies. They feed them on falsehood till wrong looks like right in their eyes. For all of those with eyes that can see, whose spirits are quickened by words they can hear, the truth is alive and he lived as a man whose life was a gift to this world. And if he has called you, this mystery will soon be revealed, and it will set you free. The truth will set you free, just like he set me free. Lost sheep wandering in this world, who grope through the darkness, who stumble and fall. Your shepherd is searching, he's calling your name, he's seeking you out night and day. And if you should hear his sweet voice, let him guide. Because he is the way. Yes, Jesus is the way. He is the only way. Jesus, the way and the truth and the life, whose grace is so wondrously free, came from the Father and laid and pray they'll see the day, who patiently wait for his kingdom to come. Your sins have been cleansed by the blood of a man whose death on the cross paid the price. There's only one name and it's only through his sacrifice that we obtain his life. Because he is the life, the name is Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach.
He's the way, the truth, and the lies. All righty. The number is 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Phone lines are open. And I got to tell you this, too, folks, that we have these DVs, the songs that we have the DVs available, and they're, we ask a donation of $25, $25 or more. Now, if you're really destitute and you can't afford it, let us know. We can fix that. But anyhow, again, we're asking, we've gone through so many of them, but these songs, you know, just like that song there, makes me feel good just listening to it. And so, there you go. All right. Oh, by the way, got to say this very quickly, then we're going to take some fast calls. If you, we're back ordered to some things. The Wife of the Rubbish Hauler, we ran out of those books temporarily, but we got another case coming in, so we'll be able to fill all the orders once we get them in. And to order that stuff, you could just, our address is WRWL Ministries. It's WRWL Ministries at 14781. That's 14781. One more time, 14781. Sperry, Sperry. It's Sperry Road, Newberry, Newbury. Newbury, Ohio, 44065. There you go. Now let's go. Well, we have Clifford. Hey, Clifford.
Yeah. Hi. One thing, I want to get to a couple of pharmaceutical things, but one of the interesting things is Russian news media is publishing pictures from the Biden laptop, so this stuff has really made the rounds in the last couple of days. It's all over the world suddenly. There was an article 2 days ago on LifeSiteNews.com. Again, this is a longer article, so you need to click at the bottom and just have, they'll read it to you in a woman's voice. But it said that the Pfizer shot in particular, according to an MIT researcher, has contaminated double-strand DNA in some cases as high as 30%, they found, which is leading to some of these cancers. And they also found the what they had in the original polio vaccine and some of the vaccines that were contaminated. The simian virus, SB40, I believe it was, is also being found from the monkey kidneys as a contaminant. And it's suggested at the bottom for people that have taken the shot to take the ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, quercetin. And the fourth thing I did not recognize was something called lutein. It's spelled L-U-T-E-O-T-I-N. And they do sell it on Amazon for about $9. It's supposedly good for the brain. So that's pronounced lutein. So that's one piece of information. And there was also a couple of things on David Knight's show podcast. He has an interview with a woman that was an ex-Fed. They're suing the hospitals, and they said on the charts there's three major drugs. Two of them I recognized, which was remdesivir. Surprisingly, fentanyl was one of the three things that is showing on the patient charts that they were giving to them, and a third drug with some technical name. So someone could listen to that. And then he has a previous episode, and 2 hours in, he's talking about a drug that was given for absinthe called Singular, I believe it was, that the original studies on Merck showed that it did accumulate in the brain and the animal studies, and it was replicated recently. But people like that have taken it, the youngsters have had hallucinogenic issues and have committed suicide, various brain issues. So
yeah, there's been all kinds of things. We just sent out a newsletter, and the last newsletter, it hasn't gone out yet. It'll go out. They give you a listing of the latest numbers, and there's an article by U.S. doctors of all the people that have been injured or have died where they know directly from the kill shot. But we got to move on. But thanks for all of that information. Let's go to Mary. Mary, you're in the air.
Hello, how are you? Your voice
okay.
faded down. It was really loud, now it got faded out. The Book of Revelation, I have a question, if you don't mind.
All right, if it's a hard one, I'll give it to Joe.
The Church of Philadelphia, where it says he can, you know, he opens the door, nobody can shut it. He can shut it, nobody can open it. And you go up to chapter 4 in the book, it sounds very much like this. And John is seeing an open door, and he's in the throne room. And I just have a question because it's describing seraphim, and then it's describing each one has a face of like an eagle and a lion and an ox and a man. And it just sounds like, you know, because Christ is the second Adam, it just sounds like it's like the Garden of Eden with the angels and the animals. And then it goes to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
All right, let's take it one at a time because of time.
Your voice faded out on me.
Okay, is it? It's not on me. I haven't changed. Are you okay there? It's not on our end. It's not on our end.
I hear you fine on mine.
Okay, so
it's
here's
my little flip phone, I guess is one of.
Yeah, time. Let me do this. He says, "I know thy works, and behold, I have set before thee an open door that no man can shut, for thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name." Now, that's not the door he's referring to is the preaching of the gospel. The preaching of the gospel. He's telling you that no matter what, they're going to try to stop us, but he's not going to, that door is not going to be shut. We're going to be able to preach the gospel, and the gospel will be preached. And then when you go over to 4, what he's referring to, with John, and I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. We see this happening several times throughout the Bible. You go back where a door opened, and what it is, it's dimensional. You're referring to dimensions here. He was up, Moses was in the mountain, and a door opened, and God stepped out, okay? You have Jesus was in the upper room, a door opened, and the Lord Jesus stepped out. Jacob was watching. We used to do programs with nuclear physicists on here, and they study, they believe there's 10 different dimensions. But we see this where Jacob looks up, and right above Jacob, a door opens, and the ladder comes down, and angels are walking, are coming down the ladder. And here now, this is not way out there someplace, you know, out in by the moon, out of the sun. It's right above him, and I looked, and behold, a door opened in the heaven, and the first voice that I heard was as water, as of a trumpet talking with me, which said, "Come up hither, and I will show these things which must be hereafter." Now, this is indicating the rapture of the church. This is what that's referring to, is the rapture of the church. John represents the church age, the New Testament church. And he is called up, and that's what we see several places in Scripture where that happens. So now, when it says the first beast was, when he talks about, and before the throne there was a sea of glass, and into the crystal in the midst of the throne, and around about the throne were four beasts full of eyes before and behind. The first beast was like a lion, the second beast was like a calf, the third beast was the face of a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying angel. I didn't want to go through the four beasts here. The word for that in Greek is zoon. Okay, the living creatures are what they are. If you look and you remember what the cherubim of Ezekiel in Ezekiel 1, verses 5 through 25, this is exactly the way they looked. It's the same thing. But because of time, I'm going to have to go ahead. And in the face of a man, Ezekiel notes that all four cherubim all had the likeness of a man. And that's in Ezekiel 1:5. So it also agrees with John's description of having the faces of a lion, of an ox, and also of an eagle. So there you go, Mary. That's the best I can do.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for calling. Hey, what state are you from? All right, who do you have next? Oh. All righty, how much time do I have? All righty, well, we've got 8 minutes is a long time. Do you know, Joe, you have 8 minutes tonight, and the most important part of this radio program comes up right now, and that's telling the folks out there, this is very, very important, folks, because everything is happening right now as we continue, as our society continues to deteriorate the way it is. All of these things that are happening, for those of us that are biblically literate, we know, we see very clearly that these are signs of the coming of the Lord. These are, and these are exactly what we see happening in 2 Timothy chapter 3. These are all end-time revelations, and people all over are talking and saying, do you notice this? Do you notice that? All the things that are happening falling in place. It talks about the earth is groaning. The earth is groaning. And we see a huge rise in Satanism. In fact, the Democratic Party, their official, unofficial religion, now literally has become Satanism. And so, Joe, you've got about 6 minutes. Can you do it?
Sure can. I want to actually start with something that seems a little odd, but it's a George Washington, General Washington's private prayer. And now, Almighty Father, if it is thy holy will that we should obtain a place and a name among the nations of the earth, grant that we may be enabled to show our gratitude for thy goodness by our endeavors to fear and obey thee. Bless us with thy wisdom in our counsels, success in battle, and let all our victories be tempered with humanity. Endow also our enemies with enlightened minds, that they become sensible of their injustice and willing to restore our liberty and peace. Grant the petition of thy servant for the sake of him whom thou hast called thy beloved son. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Boy, if we had just listened to some of the founders and some of their prayers, speeches, writings about the Christian faith, about this country, about our duty to God and country. But he talks about the beloved son, and we were mentioning the Bible study, the spirit. I was looking at the Holy Spirit of God, and where did I, because that indwelling is our down payment on eternal life, the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. And a lot of people have asked me, well, how do you know this? How do you know about the Holy Spirit? How do we have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, this comforter? And Jesus sent the Holy Spirit. The Spirit is the power. The Spirit is God himself, part of the Trinity. And I can't remember, it's in John, where he said, and when he, the Holy Spirit, has come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment.
John 8.
The Spirit of truth will guide. Now, how do you get the Spirit of truth? How do you get the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God? Well, that's the key that Jesus made quite clear to Nicodemus, that ye must be born again. Ye must be born again, because Jesus is the only way to the Father. He is our advocate, our intercessor. He is the propitiation for our sins. So what the key is, like he told Nicodemus, you have to be born again. Well, we can't physically, but we can be born again spiritually. And we call upon the Heavenly Father and we repent of our sin. The wages of sin is death. So we repent that our sins placed his only begotten Son on that cross to to do, take and make a substitutionary death for us, pay the penalty for our sin, so that we can be redeemed. Jesus said what? I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. John 14:6. Through him. So what we have to do is we confess our sins to the Father, but then once we've done that and been forgiven, then we can call upon Jesus, because he is truly the way to the Father, and ask Jesus to be Lord of our life. We have to give ourselves to him. This is the part I think that a lot of people put off, because I am now turning over my life to Jesus Christ, putting him in control, making him Lord, willingly, without reservation, willing to let him be my master and be obedient to him. And if we're willing to do that, then he will send us the Holy Spirit of God to dwell in us. We become our own temple, our own high priest, and we then have a direct connection to God through Christ. Jesus said, I'm in the Father in me, and I am in you through his Holy Spirit. And then we become this new creation, this new creature, and truly then is the kingdom of heaven at hand for us. When we become born-again believers, we become part of the family of God. And even in the Old Testament, Ezekiel 36:26, a new heart will I give you, a new spirit will I put within you. We will become that new creature, that new man, and a joint heir with Jesus in everlasting life. The greatest decision one can ever make, but we have to be convicted by the Holy Spirit. That's why we preach God's word. We give you his word, but it's the Holy Spirit Ghost that convicts you of sin, and that tells you to turn to the Lord to ask for forgiveness. The key is repentance, the first word that Jesus said in his ministry. It all begins with repentance of our sin. And our job is to remind us all that we're sinners, and sinners need a Savior. Right, Pastor?
Well, you're absolutely right. And one of the things that the New Age preachers are teaching is that repentance is not necessary for salvation. But you're right. The Lord Jesus said, unless you repent, okay, you too, okay, will suffer, as he was referring to the damnation. Now, John the Baptist came preaching repentance, but before all of that, I mean, the very first preacher that we that really preached that message for a long time was none other than, remember that fellow in the flood? Noah.
His name was
Noah. Noah, 120 years, okay.
He preached repentance.
Right. We're out of time. We're out of time. So here, as we do every night at this time, Joe, we got to say good night.
Night.
Say God bless.
God bless.
And always, always, always keep fighting the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
Hey, honey, can we talk?
Of course. What's up?
Well, I just thought you should know I've been curious about the new Dr. Pepper strawberries and cream.
Have you felt this way a long time?
No, I just think I'd really like the taste of Dr. Pepper, swirled with layers of flavor.
If you feel that way, I think you should try it, babe.
It's amazing. I mean, you're amazing, too.
New Dr. Pepper strawberries and cream. The new flavor you deserve.